He considered me. "You're a singularly unpleasant creature," says he. "Why don't you expose her yourself, since that's obviously what you want? Your lordship, I'm sure, has a style in these things, and you are well known, while I didn't want to be the centre of any scandal, although I wanted to have a front seat to see the fun. I can do your dirty work, eh? Well, well. You'll go? That is no concern of yours," says he. "Good day.
May I come?"
"My dear sir, I cannot prevent you going where you choose, but I forbid you absolutely to address me in public." And he turned over on his side, away from me. But I was satisfied. No doubt he would go and denounce Donna Lola. He had his own score to pay off, and was just the sort of mean hound who would do it, too. Sure enough, when the fashionable crowd was arriving at Her Majesty's the following Monday, up rolls Lord Ranelagh with a party of bloods in two coaches. I was on hand and tailed on to them at the door. He noticed me, but didn't say anything, and I was allowed to follow into the omnibus box which he'd engaged directly beside the stage. One or two of his friends gave me haughty stares, and I took my seat very meek at the back of the box while his lordship showed off at the front. And his friends and he talked and laughed loudly to show what first-rate bucks they were. It was a splendid house, quite out of proportion to the opera, which was the Barber of Seville. In fact, I was astonished at the gathering. There was the Queen Dowager in the royal box, with a couple of foreign princelings. Old Wellington, wrinkled and lynx-eyed, with his duchess. Brougham, the minister. The Baroness de Rothschild, Count Esterhazy, the Belgian ambassador, and many others, all the most eminent elderly lechers of the day, in fact, and I hadn't a doubt that it wasn't the music they'd come for. Lola Montez was the attraction of the night, and the talk through the pit was of nothing else. Rumour had it that at certain select gatherings for the highest grandees in Spain, she had been known to dance nude. It was also being said that she'd once been the leading light of a Turkish harem. Oh, they were in a fine state of excitement by the time the curtain went up.